Hi there, Sarah here from Simplicity. You find me on my website at simplicityadmins.ch or on Facebook, facebook.com/simplicityadmins. I have another online presence or social media tip for you today. This week's tip is about Facebook groups. According to Webopedia, Facebook groups are pages that you create within Facebook that are based around a real-life interest or group or declare an affiliation or association with people and things. With a Facebook group, you're creating a community of people and friends to promote, share, and discuss relevant topics. So what's the difference between Facebook pages and groups? Pages allow real organizations, businesses, celebrities, and brands to communicate with people who like them. Pages may only be created and managed by official representatives. Groups, on the other hand, can be created by anyone. In groups, members receive notifications by default when any member posts in the group. Group members can participate in chats, upload photos to shared albums, collaborate on group docs, and invite members who are friends to group events. So, essentially, groups are a place to network and share with like-minded people. If you're familiar with LinkedIn groups, well, Facebook groups are kind of similar. So my tip this week is that once you've joined a few of those Facebook groups, is to share some of your content, such as your blog posts, on these groups every now and then. Don't go ahead and spam the groups. Don't share each and every single blog post that you write. But just go there every now and then, and if the topic is relevant to the group, share your insights and expertise. And of course, not only share your blog posts, but also comment on other people's blog posts and so on. This again will of course help you to increase your visibility. Now, if you'd like more tips and great resources, come on over to simplicityadmins.ch/booster tips and get access to my 7-day online presence booster tip series. I look forward to seeing you there. Take care.